Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.
That's right. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. And this is Mindful Monday with Aunt G. We're going to be short and sweet because there's a lot of things happening out there, and we have to get back to see what we need to do. But before we get started, I want to share this with you. So we cannot let any fear stop us to be fearless no matter what happens. That is the root of true happiness, to move forward resolutely regardless of what lies in store. That is the spirit, the resolve that leads to human victory. But if we allow ourselves to be disturbed by petty criticism and slander, if we fear pressure and persecution, we will never advance or create anything of lasting value. So I want you to hear that very closely out there, because we must do what we must do. Things must change, and things will change, because we can make it happen that day. You want to be what you want to see. And I'd like to put a disclaimer out here. You know, we have these rolling power outs. So if we lose you, that means we got caught up in the grip. But today, we short and sweet. And I'm going to bring on Aunt G. Aunt G, are you here with us this evening?
Hey, hey, hey. Let the light shine. Let the light shine. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Aunt G, let the light shine. Just blind us out here. Blind us.
That's right. That's right. Let that light shine bright as you can. Because let me tell you something. This is just fresh off the press here. Let me tell y'all this, okay? You know, if you ever hear somebody saying something wonderful about somebody, great, outstanding, beautiful, you know, gracious, you know, sad to say, people question that. You see, they'll question when you hear good things, you see. And then when you hear all this, you know, want to dig some dirt and want to put it out there and try to tear you down, you see. See, that right there, you see, it's called eye-openers. Oh, really? Hey. You know, so everybody can become part of the judge and the jury, you see. Well, we all know the higher power is the only one that has that power to be able to judge us. So, you know, that's why I say when I hear darkness about somebody, I expect to hear that, because we all, you know, we all have that shortcoming streak in us, because this is what we was born into. It's just, in case you weren't familiar with that history there, we all should know. You know, you didn't just come into the world cussing and fussing and fighting and being bitter and want to slap, kill, and hurt and harm someone. No. These are called, you know, cult behaviors. You need to grow. As a matter of fact, when you came out, came, you know, got up, you know, and started walking and listening and everything. You didn't know. You didn't even know. Shoot, you had to learn. You had to learn your colors: green, blue, black, white, yellow. Things you learn, you know, as a babe. You see, you learn as a babe when you go to school. So why do we have to learn the colors? Because we need to figure out who's colorblind. You see, colorblindness, you see, you learn after a period of time is actually a beautiful thing, especially when it comes to lines of color between human beings. Because then, why am I hating that person? Because that person's skin color doesn't match mine. Their features don't match mine. Well, heck, if you haven't been made, why is there otherwise? Well, if your nose is not so pointy and not so wide, yeah, the doctor's got to cut it into shape. If your butt's too flat and you need a little pump, they got doctors that can pump you up. You see, you know, so any shape you desire, there's about somebody out there that can cut your frame and sit you in it. If you're not happy with what you came here with, or if something happened in an accident that took it away or damaged what you came here with. So, you know, it's called thankfulness, my friends. Be thankful that you are who you are. Everybody has something to change about them. Nobody's walking around here perfect without failure or shortcomings, because we all know if you're not where, there's a story of only one person who walked on this earth that carries that title and still remains the champion of such. And even he, people criticized and talked about. And yes, even he was crucified and murdered and killed for the sacrifice, not just me, but for you too. See, when there's a sacrifice made for everybody, it wasn't said it was a sacrifice for this section, this group, this person, that color, this situation, this person, you see, this kind of sin, that kind of sin. Oh, it was a little white lie. Oh, do we wish that there were colors put behind certain deeds that was done, being done still today, to make it seem a little bit not so important. But see, no, when we were all told everything that is not of good is going to be judged. So everybody's going to have that day in court, because that court day, you won't be able to look for this person to back you up and that person to support you. You won't be able to do nothing but look at the person that you see inside that mirror. So you see, before you want to throw a rock, before you want to put out those dark words and put that person on that end of that pin that you throw at that dark board, before you put up that picture or pictures, the ones that you want to throw at the end of that pin, put on that dark board, put your own picture up there first and see which way you want to throw, what part of you that you want to throw the first cast at yourself and fix and improve. Because we all have that, you see. It's called luggage. It's called whatever it is you want to call it, because it has names. It's called that. And whatever interpretation that you can understand, interpret it as such. And I say that because, you see, when you have a battle, and there's going to be all kind of battles, because every single day there's battles that are fought with weapons, there's battles that are fought with words and deeds, there are battles fought from actions and reactions. There are daily actions that we have to fight in battles on our own, whether it's depression or whether it's a vice, alcohol, of putting a substance into your mouth or through, that sucks through your veins and through your body, causing cancer or any other terrible disease to wipe you out. There's diseased meat, there's diseased air, there's diseased food, water, anything you could think of. There's poison at some point that has gotten into it, one way or another. So you got to proceed with what? Caution. We even got to breathe to this day with caution.
Yes, we do.
A mask. With a mask. You need to wear your mask. You need to wash your bodies every day, whether you step out into this vicinity of the air that we are breathing outside of your dwelling or even within the air that's coming through the windows, through your vents and your fans. You need to be aware that there's a silent warfare that we are fighting against. You can't see it. You can't even taste it, nor can you smell it. But you can definitely feel the benefits and see the benefits of how many caskets are we counting each and every day. From whether it's the pandemic causing it, or through the pandemic causing it, or the already existing pandemics that we live to not hear a doctor tell us about each and every day that we walk and breathe. We have cancers. We have all kind of things. It's a long list. If you're not aware, ask your doctor or look them up on Google. Because it would probably take a whole maybe two or three shows worth for you to even really get a sense of how many things. And then we got the pandemic pushed in there as well. Anything that's keeping you from being healthy, keeping you from your freedom of feeling good about yourself and somebody else. So you see, with all that fighting against you, you see, proceed, I say, my dear ones, with positivity, with forgiveness and understanding and relating. And if you're not familiar with something, if you got things that make you go, if you heard that, things that make you go, there's a song that says that. But that, see, that's about life as well. Because things that make your frown, those permanent frowns that be lined up in your forehead from, you know what they come from? Stress, frustration. And just, oh my, for real? But see, nowadays people want to wipe those out and just pump it up with Botox. But even with that, even if their forehead can't wrinkle, their eyes show the bad a lot. You know, so you can't stop expression no matter how hard you try.
No, you can't.
Unless you have an illness. Autism is one of them, and there's several other those. You can look those up. It'd be another 10 shows to get those down. There's other things that cause you for not having expressions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we need to try to help somebody. Try to do something positive. Come together. Get your community straight. Block out the darkness. You see, because why is it when you turn a light on, darkness runs away? And it's not staying in the room, is it? No,
nope.
It can't. Because
no,
you got
can't.
Two things that can't stay in the room together. That is darkness against light and oil and water.
That's right.
I don't care how hard you try it, honey, that oil is not going to flatten out into water. It's going to hold its resistance. So I put out there to you that I love so much and care so much dearly about, put that resistance to use in a positive way. Put that power of unity, use it in a positive way. Because, see, my dear ones, if your grandmother, your grandfather, your mother, your father, your sister and your brothers, and your children, let me just throw this out there for you and just marinate on that for a moment or two. So, given whatever culture you come from, how about if we switched on a light? or just snap our fingers. And you now are giving birth to black children. You now giving birth to white children. You now are having Asian children. You are having African children. You are having Indian children. And on and on and on. All cultures are flipped inside out, and you are having kids from other cultural backgrounds wondering what are you going to do? It came out of you. You're going to kill it. You're going to scream at it. You ugly, you black, you yellow, you white. What are you going to say to that innocent child that comes out of you? That's not your same color. Are you going to run to the man that put that in? Hey, you. Oh, you. Oh, yeah. She gonna holler. Oh, yeah. I wasn't with you. You was with somebody else. You know how much confusion would come, and it's already there anyway. When the baby comes out, just a smosh lighter than you. Ah, that ain't my baby. No way. Look how dark I am. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. You heard that? Guess what?
Oh, yeah.
I got some of them in my family, okay? And you probably do, too. I got some nieces that, woo, you couldn't find a dark brown birthmark. The birthmark is not even the same color as one of their parents, let alone their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Or the coarseness of their hair. But see, I love that baby. I love those nieces and nephews. We'll die for those nieces and nephews. Blood related or not, because I have all of the above. I have blood family members, and I have non-blood family members that are just as important, if not as just as if they have the same blood running through our veins, because they do. We do. Because when you cut me, it's going to stay the same color.
Everything's going to stay the same.
If you cut everybody, it's going to be the same exact color. Guess what? If you out there have had a blood transfusion, if you out there have had an organ put inside yourself or a loved one to live, guess what? You know why they don't tell you where those organs and that blood came from?
That's right.
But a donor? Think about it. I'm not even going to go further. But let me tell
you,
baby, you are living because somebody else said, you know what? When my life ends, I want somebody else's to carry on. So I'm going to live.
That's
leave
true.
My organs. Leave my brain cells. Leave my whatever. Skin. If you can save somebody's skin from being burnt from a fire or somebody putting them on fire. Hear me now, my people. You see? Don't be so late. You know what they said? Don't slap the hand that feeds you. You see? Well, don't put down somebody else because
that,
they're different.
What
because
I'm hearing,
the very second that you do, don't forget that just in case you rush somewhere and you get in the car, because now everybody's
mm-hmm.
in a hurry for what, why,
mm-hmm.
what for? Everybody, everywhere, they're speeding more and more and more. You know why? Because there's patience. There's lack
they don't
of patience
have any.
Out there.
It's
we
want to
hurry. There's people flashing you. There's people still shooting. They're shooting because you cut in front of them. Even though
yeah.
you just cut on for them because you're not getting off or because you want to get in this lane to get passed down further to get where you're going. You had no idea I was just cutting you off. No. And believe you me, if you do, it's an accident. And if you didn't do it, even if they did it on purpose or not, okay, you in a faster hurt, gone. By all means, I'll let you in, let you over, get over, get in there, get over yourself.
But you know what, Angie,
and
I hate to stop you on that because we getting down to that time, and from what I'm getting here,
uh-huh.
it's like we need to pay attention and not actually be such judgmental, and instead of
yeah.
we recognize the dog, but we want to be the light, because I noticed this evening, that's the first thing that came out of your mouth, let the light shine, okay? Listen to what it
yes.
said, the darkness is flowing out there. We're going through so much,
yes.
as we say, we have to keep each other
mm-hmm.
safe, we have to keep ourselves safe, we have to stay strong, we have to stay woke, we have to stay happy. But we here at Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan, this phenomenal team, is here to encourage and uplift. Now, there's incidents and there's things happening. There's a Democratic convention. They're on there speaking. I just want to tell the listeners, if you didn't listen in, you can always go back and hear the show after it airs in our archives, okay? Because Thursday night we will not be on. Tomorrow we'll be on. It's my birthday, but guess what? I can't think of a better present than to have to be speaking with the ones, sharing and caring with the ones and the people that I love. So we will be on tomorrow. It will be the great day, the greatest day in the universe, which is my birthday. So people say, well, you know, Miss Linda, I'm older. Yeah, I say 22, plus. Why? Okay? If you got to ask why. I'm just not a lady that tells my age. And the reason why I don't tell my age, because first of all, is it gonna make you any money to know it? And a lot of times, depending on the situation, and you got all those dark people out there, I definitely don't look my age, and they get a little bit upset and they start hating. Now, I can't figure that out. So to eliminate all of that stuff, I just don't talk about it. You understand? Because it brings about different type of things. And there's nothing I'm ashamed of it. Oh, I'm very appreciative that I'm here and that I can be here.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that I'm here, it seems like the more youthful I get. And it's because I'm giving.
Yeah.
I'm servicing the people. See, that's the key. And people don't understand that. You have to give. If we're here to give, to uplift and encourage. And like you said, Jesus, think before you judge, because it's always ongoing battles out there. If it's not within, it's exterior, and it's coming from everywhere. We have to be able to stand in the center and keep ourselves balanced. And I was listening to Michelle Obama before we went on, as she always talks about taking that high road. And that high road is not to let anybody walk you, but you have to pull over it. So when I'm listening to you about the water and the oil and the water not mixing and the dog running from the light, no, those things do not mix. Mm-hmm. That's why you're persons like yourself and other humanitarians out there, that we need things to happen. We have to keep doing what we're doing, because it's all about education. Just like that baby had to learn the difference between yellow and pink, we too have to learn the difference between cultures and sit down and have dialogue. And we are the ones that will make the change. Nothing is going to change. It's
within
people.
Look for the beauty in
it. Hearts of the people. If the heart changes, everything changes. So we know we got some rough stuff happening out here, and we got some people that don't even know how to spell heart, but that doesn't mean we have to harden our hearts. So on that note, I want to change the subject and talk about the voters' polls, because I'm hearing call-outs out there of young adults that need to learn how to work those polls, because most of the poll workers are, you know, retired people, and they're like in compromising positions. But if you're interested, you go to LAVOTE, VOTE.net, and sign up. Poll workers are paid. It's a very interesting position. You learn a lot about the people. You're there for the people. And once you finish working those polls, you're tired as hell, but you're happy also, because you have reached out and been of use to something. You're going to start early in the morning. And depending on what position you get, how hard you will work. And I'll share this. The first time I did the polls, I'm what you call a troubleshooter. And I go to 7 or 8 different precincts to make sure the machines are running, to make sure. But you have to set up those precincts. And I was fresh out the gate. We set up everything, and it has to be precise. Those signage, that signs have to be so many feet. Everything, it has to be precise. And we set up everything about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I step back. I say, you know, something is wrong. The flag is upside down. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We have the flag hanging in the wrong direction. It has to be precise. It has to be perfect. But the gratification that you will receive from it, and the education and the training that you'll receive for that, it will make you go in too. So they're calling out everyone out there for young adults. Go to LAVOTE.net for the sign up as a poll worker. It will be the best training that you have ever had in your life. And I'm going to put that out there. Angie, we're going to come back in on Friday. We find it out Friday, because we're not coming back Thursday, tomorrow, Stephanie Haynes and Miyoshi Mwasup will be on. And Stephanie will be speaking about relationships. Miyoshi's talking about relationships. So we'll be on again. That's my birthday. We'd like to have you call in and just be on the line because I have a surprise coming for everybody. And if you have an opportunity, just call in and chime in. And on that note, I'm going to ask you to give us a word to leave us with to keep our minds moving on Mindful Monday. And we're going to say good evening and get back to this convention.
Well, my dear ones, as we wrap up this day, let each and every day that you live, you wrap it up with positivity, peaceness of mind, you see, because joy and laughter should not come to an end. It should always be pressed forward, paid forward, moved forward, shared. Caring is sharing. It's been the truth ever since I came to Earth, and I know that it's been there before I came, because that's how I learned into it, and that's
right.
What I embrace. So try to do something nice for yourself and for somebody else, and feel good.
Yes.
You got to get out of our own way sometimes. Get out your
yes.
own way.
And on that note, we're going to tell the listeners to feel good, caring is sharing, and keep that joy and laugh. Angie, we love you. We have to cut out. It's time
yeah,
for us to go
we
because
do.
We keep it short and sweet here. I
and
love
Linda,
you.
Don't forget,
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Very, very hot, so let's keep a lot of water out there for
yes.
our little four-legged friends and
yes.
cats and dogs.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Keep yourself hydrated, too. I love you.
I love you, too. Listeners, have a great evening. If you want to, I'm tuning back into this Democratic Convention because I need to listen to what everybody is saying. And we'll keep you posted out there. Angie, I'll speak with you later. Love you, and keep it positive, and you make it happen. Love you.